As the Shemiz Bochum begin, Perek Shmi, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Ritzeh, Shmir's Nefesh, the laws of the one who murders and the obligation to protect one's life and save in the second book of damages, which we continue to discuss, the one of someone who murders by mistake, and specifically in this parak regarding that of the cities of refuge, the Ari Miklad, regarding its criterion. As the Rambam gets Halach Alf regarding this mitzvah of separating cities of refuge. Mitzvah Saseh Lahafish Ari Miklad is a positive commandment to separate and designate the cities of refuge. Shalom, like it says a pasuk in the bottom, Shalosh Adam Tavdulach, you should separate three cities for you. Now, the Ein Adam Miklad Neheges, the separation of the city of refuge, only applies El Be'eretz Yisrael, only in the land of Israel. Halacha Beis. Now, Veshesh Adam Hoyu, there were six cities. Shalosh Hivdol Moshe Rabbeinu Be'eva Yarden, which is part of Eretz Yisrael. Three, Moshe Rabbeinu separated on Transjordan, the other side of the Jordan River. And Mishal Shivdal Yeshua Be'etz Canaan, and in the actual primary land of Canaan itself, of Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua separated three other cities. Halacha Gimel. Now, in Achas Mare Mikla Kaletis, neither one of the six cities of refuge will save Ashivdal Kulan until all six have already been separated. Shnomek says the Pasuk in Midbar, Sheish Ari Mikla Tienolchem, six cities of refuge they should be for you, which is like one unit. V'hadiyonu Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu let it be known to us, Shein Shalosh Be'eva Yarden Kaltis, that therefore the three that are in the Transjordan will not protect and save, but Shiyuv Dol Shalosh Be'eretz Canaan, until the three in Eretz Canaan have already been separated. So then the question is, V'lam Havdilan. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew he's not going to be going into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they're not going to save in his lifetime. So why did he separate those three cities of refuge in the Transjordan? Amar says, Hoy Levam Mitzel Yodi, since the opportunity of Mitzel came to me, even though it's not going to save yet, I'm going to do what I can. Now, Halacha Dal B'meha Melech HaMashiach, in the days of the anointed king, that which we call Mashiach, Mesifin Shalosh Acheres Aleilu Hashesh. And though in the day when Mashiach will come, speedily in our days, they're going to add on another three cities on those six cities. Shnemekat says the pasuk in the bottom, Yisavtulcha Oit Shalosh Aram Ala Shalosh Eilu, that you can add on another three on these three in Eretz Yisrael. The Hech Mesifin, so where are we going to add them on? Bari HaKeni VaKnizi VaKadmoini, in the cities of the Keni, the Knizi, and the Kadmoini, which those lands, Shenichres L'Avram Avinu Brisalim, that there was already a covenant made with Avram Avinu regarding those lands, but they were not yet conquered. So although the Shiva Umais, the seven nations which were conquered, is actually 10, and those three weren't conquered yet. But Lim Nematayim, regarding them, it says, Tayra, V'miyachav Hashem Elokechaz Gevulcha V'Hashem, your God is going to expand your boundaries, which Pasuk concludes, Kasha Nishbal V'Secha, which was really sworn to your father, which is Avram. And that's going to be, so for those other three cities, there's going to be another three Ari Miklat. Halacha Eket Din regarding the obligation of even directing people how to get to the Ari Miklat. Chayavim Bezdin, the courts are obligated L'chavin Hadrochim, to focus and to straighten the paths L'Ari Miklat to the city of refuge, L'saknam, to prepare them, L'harchivim, to widen them, U'misimhem Komech Shol V'chotakol, and they remove from those roads all stumbling blocks and all things that get in the way. You don't put in the path like tail, not a mound, not a valley, not a river. Rather, you make a bridge over it, so that you don't hold back the one who is fleeing to there. Shlomak says in the pasuk, it's a mitzvah Torah to prepare for you the path. And the width of these roads to the city of refuge, in pachas meshleish meshtayim amas, cannot be less than 32 amas. Miklat hoyukas of al parashat drachem. Now, a sign of miklat of the refuge was written by the crossroads. So that the ones who are murdered by mistake should recognize and be able to turn over there, because you're coming to the crossroads, you don't know where to go. Should be signs directing people how to get to the miklat, to the place of refuge. Halacha Vav. And now, on the 15th of Adar, every single year, Bezdin Mitzin Shluchim L'Sakan HaDrachim. The courts would send that agent to fix the path, the roads, because it was after the winter time. Just clear it up, because again we have an obligation to make sure it's clean and free. Wherever they found that it got ruined, Mesakim said they would then fix the public works, would fix the roads. The courts that are negligent in this, the pasuk considers as if they spilled the blood because they're preventing the one who murdered by mistake to get his refuge. Instead, he might be executed by the Goel Adam. Halacha Zayin says, moreover, that it's an obligation of being equally divided. So too they measure between every one of the cities Ma'ari Miklat from the cities of refuge, but initially when they're being separated and designated, until they equally in equal distance one from the other. Shemak says in the pasuk, "Tachal chaderech, you shall prepare for you the path where the pasuk continues." B'shalash tzikvul artzacha, that you should do it and divide it in thirds the boundaries of your land, that it's equal distance, that a person could always get to the closest one, not that one should be closer, one should be further away. Halacha Ches contains regarding the stipulation of the sustenance of the, in the actual cities of refuge. So Ara Miklot ain ois naisen. So these cities of refuge, you don't make them lo yeres gedolis, not large unwalled cities. Lo karachim gedolim, not large walled cities. Because caravans of people constantly come over there, and then the goyel adam could hide over there, and they can get in without people realizing, and they can murder the one who killed by mistake. And with the katana, neither should the cities be too small. Elayor's beinoni is rather should be medium-sized cities. You also only make the settlements only in areas where there are marketplaces, where there's equitable areas to go ahead and get food, areas where there's water. If there's no water over there, so they make sure that there's a way to get the water in. Also, they don't make the settlement only in a place where there's a lot of people nearby. So it's a village, but there's a large settlement nearby where that there shouldn't, the bandits of the Goel Adam should not come and just lease each that whole city. Let's say the large settlement nearby has diminished. But seemingly, you add on to them. If let's say the members of the city itself of refuge have diminished. So you bring in, you import. Moreover, you don't let anyone spread out any traps for hunting. Do they spread out ropes also for hunting? So that the Goel Adam with his weapons shouldn't be coming there as part of this hunting tour. Because again, he might use it as an opportunity to kill the one who killed by mistake, which is forbidden. Halacha Tes continues regarding the refuge of the Levite cities in general, and regarding the extension of the city boundaries. So Kol Ari Levim Kaltes, really all Levite cities save. Kol Achas Mem, each one of the Levite cities, Ir Miklat, is the city of refuge. Shem Mike says in the Pasuk, Ba'aleihem, and on those six, which we mentioned at the beginning of the Pasuk, Titnu Abba Mishtayim Iri, you're also going to add on for the Levim, besides those six, another 42 cities. Which Kol Or Mashatit and Levim, so all the cities that are given to the Levim are Abba Mishmai the Ir, are 48 cities, like the Pasuk says by Midbar, which Hikishna Kazam Kulin, Zula Zulukli. So the Pasuk is really comparing those 42 to those six, as by saying it's 48, to say just like those six save, so to all the Levite cities save. So and then what's the any difference between the city of refuge, which were initially separated and designated for refuge, will be in Shar Levim to all the other Levite cities, which saying anyway they all save. Sha'adi Miklot cultures, the difference is that the actual six cities of refuge which save are Bein Ladas, Bein Shalil Das, whether he's there intentionally or not. However, Nechman, once he comes in, then Nikla, he's saved. Whereas the Shar Alevim, the other Levite cities, in a cultus Eldas, they only save a person who's there intentionally, not if he's unaware. But it's Echador Ba'adi Miklot, moreover, the murderer who dwells in the city of refuge, in essence, Chabesa, does not have to pay rent for his staying. Whereas Vador B'Shar Alevim, whoever stays in one of the other Levite cities, Noisin Sachal Balbais has to give rent to the homeowner. Yun Aleph, Kol Ira Kaletis, any city that saves, Tchuma, so it's 2,000 Amma perimeter, Koilid Kamaya, saves just like the city itself, and therefore it would be forbidden for the Goel Adam to kill him over there. Now, Ilan Sha'imid B'Teich Tchum Ar Miklot, if this is a tree that's standing in the Tchum, in the 2,000 Amma boundary of the city of refuge, but the branch is taken out of the tchum. So for when the one who killed by mistake reaches tachas a knife, even just between underneath that branch, which is beyond 2,000 amos, niklat he saved, because in general we always say that the branch goes after the trunk, which is within the tchum. But actually, even the other way around, let's say the tree was actually out of the tchum, and the branch is sticking into the tchum. Once it gets to the trunk, which is out of the tchum, Nikol is actually going to be saved, which is something unique that we say specifically to save the one who killed by mistake, that we're going to say that he's going to be as if he's in the Tchum. And Baharik Shem, whoever kills him over there, Negelov will be executed for killing the Ritzech over there. Now, Vavapisha Tchum, Koilet, even though the Tchum saves, but ain't the Ritzech Darba, but the one who killed by mistake cannot live over there. Shemetzik says in the Pasuk, Yashab Ba, he has to dwell in it, meaning in the actual Ir Miklat itself, but not in his boundary. So although that will save him, but he's not allowed to live over there, he has to live in the city itself.